Welcome to this podcast, Grace for All, produced by members of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. It is our hope that these brief daily devotions will bring you comfort and peace. Thank you for listening.
Getting a call. Our scripture today is Matthew 9:9. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me," and he rose and followed him. As a tax collector, Matthew most likely had a fairly lucrative business, and yet at the request of Jesus, he left his tax booth and followed. Similarly, Peter went ashore, laid down his nets, and followed Jesus when summoned, and their lives would never be the same. All of his disciples left their well-established lives to follow Jesus throughout his ministry and beyond. Have you ever received such a call that would drastically change your life's trajectory and chose to follow that call? Such a call is usually a clear summon to go in a very different life direction. Such a call involves an unmistakable choice and requires an action on our part. But what about the more subtle spirit nudges that we encounter on a regular basis? These don't involve pivotal life choices, but are still a beckoning to action. When we see the person at the gas pump next to us who only puts $10 worth of gas in their car because that's all they can afford, or someone who has to choose groceries to put back when they discover that they can't afford everything they've hoped to purchase, or the friend that we hear about who is having a rough time and could use a call or a text or a visit. Responding to these nudges won't necessarily change our life paths, but could have a significant impact on others. Too often, these opportunities present themselves in a moment that I had let pass without taking action, and I instantly regret not responding. My cousin Bobby is one who is attuned to nudges. When he sits down with the young man who is homeless and says, "Would you mind telling me about your story?" When he visits the table of elderly veterans in a restaurant to thank them for their service and to pick up their check, or packs up food from a restaurant and takes it to the homeless person on the sidewalk outside. It is those moments that he recognizes and doesn't let pass that may not turn his life around, but can make a world of difference to the recipients of his kindness. The big calls are important. They demand our attention and response and can make a tremendous difference in our lives. But they come ever so seldom. However, it's those spirit nudges that we receive in our daily lives that if we recognize and respond, can make a significant difference for someone else's day. As Pastor Jonathan admonishes us, stay alert. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, sometimes we need the courage to respond to the big calls in our life. You have plans for us that may take us in a totally different direction, but they offer the reward of knowing that we are following your will. But help us to always be attuned every day to the nudges to respond when we see your children in need of our resources, our attention, and our care. Help us not to let those opportunities to share your love pass us by. Amen. Thank you. devotion was written and read by Charlie Barton.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.